Mr. T, what do you think of listeners that still haven't signed up for the 7-day free trial?
I pity myself that I gotta be with these fools.
They're not fools, Mr. T. Maybe they just don't know that they can get 7 free days of premium features just by going to FrenchPod.com and signing up.
You're gonna be there, or else.
Bonjour, les amis. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
Salut, everyone. My name is Amaury.
This is a newbie lesson. We're going to learn some important things.
We're going to have a real situation.
That's right. The essentials. The most important thing you could need to know how to order...
in France.
A cafe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else could you need?
We've got someone on a terrace here in Paris.
Mm-hmm. And outside in a cafe.
Yeah.
She needs to order.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out how to do it. What's one of the things she's going to say?
Je veux.
Je veux.
Mm-hmm.
That means I want.
That's right.
Let me say it one more time.
Je veux.
Now here's the dialogue 3 times.
And afterwards we'll come back and translate everything for you.
Dialogue first time.
Je vous écoute.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Un café crème.
Non, non, je veux un café au lait.
C'est la même chose, madame.
Dialogue, second time.
Je vous écoute.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Un café crème.
Non, non, je veux un café au lait.
C'est la même chose, madame.
Dialogue, third time.
Je vous écoute.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Un café crème.
Non, non, je veux un café au lait.
C'est la même chose, madame.
The translation comes first. Je vous écoute.
I'm listening to you.
Je vous écoute.
Ready to order?
Je vous écoute. Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
A café au lait, please.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
A coffee with milk, please.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît. Un café crème.
A café crème.
Un café crème.
A cream coffee.
Un café crème. Non, non, je veux un café au lait.
No, no, I want a café au lait.
Non. Non, je veux un café au lait.
No, no, I want a milk coffee.
Non, non, je veux un café au lait. C'est la même chose, madame.
It's the same thing, ma'am.
C'est la même chose, madame.
It's the same thing, ma'am.
C'est la même chose, madame.
Okay, so you might have noticed that the translation was different both times. Because sometimes, you know, especially in these kind of things, when you're talking about drinks and food, there's not fixed translation.
Exactly. It's impossible.
And sometimes the literal translation isn't exactly the sense of what they're saying mm-hmm. is. So especially in this first line that we had, what was it?
Je vous écoute.
Okay, so let's learn that as one fixed expression. You're going to hear waiters say that to you all the time.
Sure. Yeah, it's true, Erica. When they come up to you, when they're ready to get your order, it's usually what they say.
They say, je vous écoute.
Mm-hmm.
And so it literally means, I'm listening to you.
That's right. Yeah.
But we're going to just learn as a fixed expression, because the sense of it is, okay, I'm hearing you, I'm ready. What is it?
Yeah, as you said, ready to order.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Je vous écoute. You got my attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting, because sometimes in France, it's hard to get the attention of the waiter. Maybe that's why the waiters in France say this. Okay, you got my attention. Je vous écoute.
So, no, he's ready.
Yeah, you better make it quick. So what does she want?
Un café au lait.
You know, we say that in English, actually. Café au lait.
Mm-hmm.
It means like a coffee that has milk in it.
Right, yeah.
Café au lait is just like, you know,
yeah,
a creamy kind of coffee. Which part of that is coffee?
Café.
And that's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. It's the same as English, right? Café.
Yeah.
We know that word. So how do you say a café?
Un café.
So let's work on the pronunciation of that.
Mm-hmm. Un.
Un.
Mm-hmm.
Un café.
Yeah.
And that's the way we say when we're dealing with masculine nouns.
Yeah.
Because in mm-hmm. French we have masculine and feminine nouns.
Yeah.
Today we're just going to do masculine ones. And coffee, café is one of those.
Yeah.
So is milk.
Milk is masculine as well. So un lait.
She orders...
un café au lait.
And then she says, please.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty long way to say please you have in French, huh?
Yeah.
It literally means if it pleases you, mm-hmm. but it's a fixed expression. And this is like a formal way. This is how you would say it to waiters or...
Yeah, just people you don't know, yeah. S'il vous plaît.
So then he answers something weird because she ordered un café au lait and he says...
Un café crème.
Which is actually another way... to say café au lait in yeah. French.
It just shows that he knows. Mm-hmm.
Instead of using the word lait for milk, though, you say crème. It's like mm-hmm. cream.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of beverage.
Yes.
But she doesn't know that, so she's like, non, non.
Je veux un café au lait.
So then we have our key phrase.
C'est la même chose, madame. Je veux.
I want. She's like, no, no, no. Je veux un café au lait. But then he explains to her what all of this confusion is about.
C'est la même chose.
Let's start at the end.
Chose.
That means thing. Chose.
Mm-hmm.
What if you want to say the thing?
La chose.
So the same thing.
La même chose.
It's the same thing.
C'est la même chose.
C'est la même chose, mm-hmm. madame. And then that clears it up because un café crème... In France, anyways, and a café au lait are la même chose.
No.
And I didn't know that for a really long time, actually, because I would order a café au lait, and they'd always be like, en crème, but it was really good. And so I thought I just liked crèmes, and then finally it happened enough times that I just asked the waiter.
Oh, it's a shame you did not have that lesson for you at that time.
Right. I didn't have this great French pan newbie lesson. Mm-hmm. And he explained to me, madame, I actually said, mademoiselle, c'est la même chose, mademoiselle. And then I understood. Ah. So now that we understand that café au lait, café crème are la même chose, let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Mm-hmm.
Dialogue first time.
Je vous écoute.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Un café crème.
Non, non, je veux un café au lait.
C'est la même chose, madame.
Dialogue second time.
Je vous écoute.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Un café crème.
Non, non, je veux un café au lait.
C'est la même chose, madame.
Dialogue third time.
Je vous écoute.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Un café crème.
Non, non, je veux un café au lait.
C'est la même chose, madame.
So we've just listened to the dialogue.
You mean the dialogue?
Oui, Erika, c'est la même chose.
It is la même chose. It's spelled the same in French and English. It's just pronounced differently.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we have a lot of words in French and English. C'est la même chose.
Yeah.
It's spelled the same. It's just pronounced differently.
So for example, éducation.
Education.
C'est la même chose.
It's just pronounced differently. Okay, what's another one?
Possible.
Possible.
Guess what? C'est la même chose.
It's just pronounced differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do a harder one.
Culture.
Culture. C'est la même chose.
Mm-hmm. It's just pronounced differently.
Right. We want to stress that it's pronounced differently because it's not totally la même chose.
Mm-hmm.
But written, it seems like it's exactly la même chose, right?
Yeah.
What about one more? Give us a really tough one.
Secret.
Secret. Secrets. Mm.
Et c'est la même chose.
C'est la même chose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pronounced differently. Okay. Now, what about the word that we had in here? We had...
Café.
Café. Now, that means coffee.
Yeah.
But it's also a café.
It's the place as well, yeah.
Right. Just like in English, c'est la même chose.
C'est la même chose encore.
And so let's talk about cafés, one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, it's so important in France.
The cafes in France,
mm-hmm.
my favorite spots.
You can spend loads of time there.
That's so true. Every day I would have all these big plans. Today, I'm going to go do this museum and I'm going to here and here. But first, I'm going to stop at a cafe
mm-hmm.
and have a café au lait. And 5 hours later...
You're still there.
Still sitting there.
I guess so. Yeah, I like it as well a lot. And there's so many of them.
Yeah, there's one in every single corner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They can be so different.
That's right, yeah. There's like the traditional French cafe.
Like a typical one.
The kind you see everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially in Paris, in the trendy areas, they have like themed cafes.
Yeah.
Where there might be like, you know...
Music cafes.
Yeah, the music might be different. There's a whole different ambiance in each one. again. I used to go cafe hopping, where I would like just go from cafe to cafe. I would go to this one, get a cafe au lait, go to that one, un café. Uh-huh. And the coolest thing was they were all so different.
Right.
So why don't we do a little review? What is one of the things you're probably going to hear the waiter come up to your table and say when they're ready to take your order?
Je vous écoute.
And I want.
Je veux. And the last one? C'est la même chose.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have any questions about this lesson, come to FrenchPod.com, where you can also find some study tools and other things you can do outside the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, merci.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.